All right, here's where we begin. Today in Toronto, a fugitive on the run, chaotic car flips, and mysterious fires keep the city on its toes. I'm Dean Bark. Welcome to the City Report with Dean Bark in Toronto. Let's kick things off with a bang. Our first story involves a significant manhunt. The RCMP has issued a warning about Victoria Hilliard, a 29-year-old woman wanted for second-degree murder in the death of Mark O'Keefe. This incident took place back in December 2023 in Fort McMurray, Alberta. Hilliard is known for frequently changing her appearance, with distinct tattoos making her unique. Authorities believe she might be hiding here in the Toronto area. If you happen to spot her, the RCMP advises not to approach, but to contact police immediately. Looks like someone forgot the memo on staying under the radar. It's perplexing how she evaded capture for so long, suggesting a need for improved coordination in such manhunts. And get this, there might be a connection to a mysterious vehicle fire shortly after the murder, adding another layer to this already puzzling case. Next up, let's transition to this. A manhunt is underway for three male suspects involved in a brutal assault in North York. This incident took place in the wee hours of August 2, 2025, near Steeles Avenue West and Keele Street. After a brief verbal exchange, the suspects attacked a man, leaving him with serious injuries. Thanks to detailed descriptions from witnesses, the police are closing in. It's insightful how close proximity played a crucial role in providing these details. Despite the presence of witnesses, the suspects managed to escape. The brazenness of this attack highlights a disturbing trend of increased street violence in our city. That's the headline. Moving on, here's something to chew on. Chaos erupted in downtown Toronto when a car flipped, injuring three pedestrians. This happened around 1:45 a.m. at Adelaide and Portland streets. The driver, who's now in custody, lost control of the vehicle. Speeding or impairment might be factors. Roads were temporarily closed but reopened swiftly, showing efficient emergency response. Now that's worth discussing. The quick reopening of roads is commendable, but we need to address the root causes of such reckless driving. There's no room for sugarcoating here. Next up, we shift gears to a startling incident in Scarborough, where a 14-year-old driver, pursued by police for speeding, crashed early in the morning on September 21st. This happened at Kingston Road and Lawrence Avenue. The Special Investigations Unit, or SIU, is now on the case since police officers were involved. It raises some eyebrows about how a minor got behind the wheel in the first place. Initial reports suggested three vehicles, but only two were confirmed. It's alarming that a 14-year-old was behind the wheel. We need better preventive measures. Call it like it is. And now for something completely different. Peel police are investigating a mysterious fire that destroyed five pickup trucks in a Brampton parking lot. This happened around 2:40 a.m. at a storage facility. No injuries were reported, likely because the area was unattended. But five trucks ablaze simultaneously? That's suspicious, suggesting potential foul play. Let's cut to the chase. The simultaneous fires raise serious questions about security and potential arson in these storage facilities. And that's where we'll leave it. That's all from the City Report with Dean Bark in Toronto. Stay safe and join us tomorrow for more updates.